program is a paid feature of WVRC Media.
Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good morning. It is Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR. And it is brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling. You could reach Advanced anytime, 598-9030, 598-9030. Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service with Advanced Heating and Cooling, in with us. And good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to talk about a few things, but first, it's fall. It's autumn. It's cooled off a little bit. Now, we've had a little Indian summer situation the last few days where it's felt like summer. It's felt like 80 degrees, but the nights are still getting cooler. People are turning their furnaces on. They have turned their furnaces on. So what is your advice for that first time when you get that thing cranked up?
So a couple things, but yeah, this weather has been really weird. I mean, snow on the ground last Wednesday and 75 over the weekend. I'm totally fine with that. I love fall. Not ready for winter, so let's extend it as long as we can. But as far as first things when starting up furnaces, number one, make sure this is a good time of year to change the air filter. Mm-hmm. We're kind of preseason. We're getting ready for the heating season. If you have a gas furnace, it's never a bad idea the first time you hear it fire up to go down and just kind of do a little bit of a visual check. Make sure there's no puddles of water on the floor underneath of the furnace. Make sure you don't have any gas smells. Make sure there's no weird noises. Those kinds of things.
Okay, so speaking of the smell, you get that kind of, what is it, a burning aroma? And that's common, right? That doesn't necessarily mean something's wrong. It could give you a tip that maybe is something wrong, but when your furnace sits dormant for 6 months or 7 months, you're going to get that little bit of a burning smell, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So super normal, very typical, especially with electric furnaces. The first time the auxiliary heat goes to kick on, you have that really strong dust burning smell. Nine times out of 10, it goes away after the first or second run cycle. Same with gas furnaces. You're burning off all of that old dust that's collected on the heat exchanger throughout the year. So first or second run cycle, that smell tends to dissipate. If it doesn't dissipate, call us, Texas. Let's get somebody out there to take a look at it. But in most cases, it is normal. It never fails the first really cold day. That's probably the number one call thing that comes in is it smells like my furnace is on fire. It's like, okay, let it run, let it do its thing. Call us back in an hour if it still smells that way. In most cases, it doesn't. It's funny. I've been in the industry for 12 years. The first time every year that my furnace fires up and it has that smell, my wife is all over me like, oh, my God, what's on fire? Like, it does the same thing every year. We're okay.
So one thing that we do is you pick a fall afternoon before you need the furnace, open up all the windows and the doors. Yep. Crank that furnace up to like 80 and just let it blow for an hour.
It's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Everyone listening, please do that immediately. You heard it from Kyle Wiggs for the best HVAC advice of the day. Fire up your furnace before it gets cold out and burn everything off.
Open
up the doors and windows. I like it.
All right. So that's, I don't know. That's just something that the habit we've gotten into. Okay. You're here to talk about Cool Cash, a promotion that you have at Advanced Heating and Cooling. What is Cool Cash?
So Cool Cash is an instant rebate program that Carrier has running right now through the end of November. There are rebates starting at $75 going all the way up to $1,250 in maximum rebates. The better equipment combination you go with, so the more efficient units, the quieter units, the more high-end units you go with, the larger that rebate is. And it is a instant rebate. It comes straight off the top of the estimate. And all of our technicians, they actually show that on all the estimates as well. Cool Cash is a really great program. It definitely helps kind of bridge that gap between entry-level equipment and the mid-tier, and then bridges there's a big consolidation in that instant rebate between the mid-tier and the high-end equipment. So it really helps people that are kind of on that fence between the mid-tier and the high-end. It makes sense at that point to go over to the high-end, especially If you take advantage of the 0% APR for 60-month financing, that really helps it. That usually closes that monthly payment within about $15 to $20.
Wow.
By using Cool Cash Rebates.
Okay, yeah. So the Cool Cash Rebates available now. What do people need to do to qualify to learn more?
So first thing is get our HSA out there. We'll take a look at the system, and we'll be able to provide you an estimate. And we, if at all possible, we provide good, better, best estimates on every job that we go to. We really take a deep dive look into the system. We're not the type of company that come in and just replace equipment for equipment. We want to look at the ductwork. We want to see how the house layout is. We want to find out whether there's any hot spots or cold spots in the house so that when the team puts that estimate together, I'm not just trading a furnace for another furnace. We're trying to make big improvements in the house on every single job.
It seems like the houses I've lived in, they all have, like you say, cool spots. Over the garage in our case, and similar hot spots as well in the summer when you're trying to get the whole house cooled down. Hopefully that hot spot in the summer is not your bedroom, right?
Yeah. It always is.
In the middle of the night when the living room's nice and cool and nobody's in there, you're trying to sleep in your bedroom 6 or 7 degrees warmer. How do you determine that? When you go in as a technician, how do you find out where those hot and cool spots are?
So really, we start out with a question and answer with the homeowner. We just start asking questions and kind of investigating the house, if you will. I mean, it really helps speed the process up and make sure that we're on the same page with the homeowner. We could spend hours going through the house with infrared cameras and different thermometers and stuff like that, or we could just ask the homeowner, hey, how does this bed? Are there any hot spots and cold spots in the house? 90% of the time it's a resounding yes, and this is the problem, that it's really cold in this bedroom, or you hit the nail right on the head. Bedrooms are rooms that are above unheated garages, or we're actually adding air conditioning to a lot of garages through the use of mini splits. Yeah.
Huh.
When it comes to garage systems, when people wanted to heat them up, typically they put the big clunky hanging gas heaters in. Mini split systems or ductless systems have actually come down in price enough to where it's usually for a couple $100 more. I can put a mini split in a garage and it has the ability to heat it, cool it, and dehumidify it. We used to do, let's say 5 years ago. 5 years ago, we would do one mini split per 10 hanging garage heaters. I can't tell you the last time we did a garage heater. We always kind of provide those two estimates to the customer. And he said, it's usually within a couple $100. We can put a mini split in there and heats it and cools it at that
point. So why not do it, right?
Exactly.
Okay, how important is it at the beginning of the season? Mm-hmm. And most people, again, we had that cold snap a few weeks ago. Like you said, there was snow, a little bit of snow on the ground. So most people have fired their furnaces up at this point, but how important is a preseason inspection for a furnace system in the fall before you get to the point where you're using it every day?
So let me answer that question with another question. How important is it to get the oil changed in your car, check your brakes out, rotate your tires before you drive from here to Florida or you take a cross-country road trip?
It's
pretty
essential,
important, right?
Yeah.
That is literally what your gas furnace or what your heating system is getting ready to do. It's prepping right now for a 4 or 5 month road trip, which is winter. Extremely important. Highly recommend it. It's always kind of interesting to see when we get these cold snaps, we can watch our call volume go through the roof in the office. I always get a kick out of looking at the report on how many phone calls come into the office, and then I'll leverage that report off of how many of those customers were in our priority customer club calling in for no heats. It's rare. It's super rare. Super, super rare. Especially if we had been there and we'd maintenanced it, we'd provided a maintenance to the customer, and we find those problems before they come an issue. Mm-hmm. I'm a car guy. I like to use car analogies. Would you rather get your brake pads replaced when you only need brake pads or whenever you need brakes and rotors? You're always just going to want to do the brake pads. That's one of the big benefits of our Priority Customer Club is we're coming in and we can spot problems that maybe they're not causing a no heat situation, but they're not far from it. Little things, drain backups, pressure switch issues, the hot surface igniters that they use in modern furnaces, those are only good for about 8 years. Fortunately, Carrier has a 10-year warranty on parts. So a lot of times we coming in 7, 8, even 9 years, that igniter still might be working at that year 9 mark. hey, Mr. Homeowner, it's you have one more year left of warranty. Let's go ahead and swap this igniter out now so that you get another 8, 9, 10 years out of this igniter, and we get to cover it under warranty.
You
at that
only
point.
Know that if you come in to inspect.
Exactly. All exactly.
Right. Very good. And you can reach Advance by calling 598-9030, 598-9030. They'll come in and inspect your current system. They can evaluate your current system and give you an estimate on a potential upgrade. And now's the, how busy are you?
Right now, it's wide open. It's wide open. Our schedule split about 50-50 between demand service calls and so new heat situations and maintenance calls. Luckily, we just got to graduate another technician out of the that was shadowing. Now he's out in the truck running these maintenance calls. So that's really going to help us out a lot as well, too.
All right, very good. We'll take a break. We are with Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service, Advanced Heating and Cooling. We'll continue the conversation after this. This is Turn to the Experts, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR. It is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday morning on WAJR, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM. And we are with Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service at Advanced Heating and Cooling. You can reach Advance at 598-598-9030. Okay, we talked about inspecting the furnace and cranking that furnace up for the first time this season. The season is over for your air conditioning unit. No need for that anymore. What about the outside unit? Is it a good idea to cover it? Is it necessary to cover it until next May or June when you need your air conditioner again?
So the answer we typically give customers is if you want to cover it up, go for it. You can. The most important part in covering the unit is make sure that you take the cover off in the spring before you go and turn it on. We laugh, but it happens a lot. Second thing, don't saran wrap it. Don't put a super, like, don't use boat wrap and heat shrink to it. You do need to have some air kind of movement through whatever you use to cover it up to keep mold growth down to a minimum. Personally, I don't recommend covering units up. Reality is they're designed to be outside. I'd rather not have to take that risk on either A, molding the coils up on the outdoor unit because you use too tight of a wrap on it, or B, forgetting to take the cover off. So, like I said, if you want to wrap it, if you want to cover it up, great. You're not going to hurt anything as long as you kind of do those two things, but you don't have to. Don't feel like it's one of those things that you have to do.
Okay, so you don't have to go out and invest $50 on a cover for
it. There's a reason why we don't sell air conditioning covers.
Okay, that says it all right there. Okay, SEER rating, S-E-E-R. SEER or SEER? How do you say it, first of all?
It's SEER rating.
SEER,
SEER, you hit the nail right on the head.
What is it?
So SEER stands for Seasonal Energy Efficiency Rating. What that basically boils down to, and it's a rating for air conditioners and heat pumps, so the outdoor units. What it boils down to is for every dollar's worth of electricity that we feed your air conditioner, how long can it stretch that dollar before it asks for another dollar? Mm-hmm. The higher the SEER rating, the longer it's going to stretch that dollar's worth of electricity before it asks for more. So SEER ratings are important, but really for our area, the most important thing, and it's one of those things that's not talked about too often, is it's called HSPF, and that's Heating Season Performance Factor. Even though it seems like we have a really long, hot, sticky, miserable summer in Morgantown, believe it or not, we actually have a longer heating season. Doesn't seem that way, especially when it's August and our entire team is completely beat down, broken, and abused, and absolutely exhausted, and we're praying for a snowflake. But the HSPF is a really important number whenever you're looking at heating systems, so specifically heat pumps. Same as the SEER rating, the higher the HSPF, the heating season performance factor, higher that number, that means for every dollar's worth of electricity that you feed it, how long can it stretch that dollar before it asks for another one? Mm-hmm. Your basic system is going to be right around an 8.2 HSPF. Your highest end system, we're up to 13.5.
Wow.
Big difference. Huge difference. Even too, like another kind of rating that gets talked about a lot, and I think we even kind of just briefly went over it, efficiencies of furnaces. So you have, realistically, four different tier levels of furnaces. So you have your normal, your old 80% furnace. That's the old furnace that has the steel vent pipe coming out of it and probably connects into like a central chimney. What that 80% means is for every dollar's worth of gas that I feed that furnace, I'm putting 20 cents of it out the chimney. If I go to a 90% furnace, that's when you start getting into your quote-unquote high-efficient models. That is, for every dollar's worth of gas you feed it, I can extract 90 cents worth of heat, and I'm sending 10% of that outside. We're up to 98% efficiencies in Carrier's Infinity line, as well as some of the higher-end modulating boilers. That's where you see significant energy savings, especially if you're going from an old 80% dinosaur all the way up to that 98%. Typically, we see gas consumption cut by about a third. If you're on propane, you see it cut by about two-thirds. If you're on fuel oil, you're going to save a ton of money. Wow. If you have a 80% fuel oil furnace and you switch to an LP furnace, I typically see your consumption cut by about half. You pair that up with a heat pump outside, do like a hybrid heat system, you have huge energy savings at that point, and you don't have to worry about the old nasty fuel oil furnace in your basement that's leaking and smells bad and
that's important.
Puffs of smoke every now and then. Yeah,
that's important now because fuel oil is going up, and we've been told that natural gas is going up. Is going up, the biggest increase that we've seen maybe ever this winter. In fact, November 1st, which is just a few days away.
We're expecting to see huge increases in fossil fuel pricing. We're already converting a lot of customers away from – a lot of customers being proactive about it, and they're steering away from fossil fuel burning, and they're going to total electric heat pump systems. That's kind of another one of those questions that, you know, our home solutions advisor, our technician team, like whoever's out there for that estimate, they're going to ask the customer those kinds of questions. You know, would you rather have efficiency versus comfort? Because in all reality, for our climate, heat pumps work great. Don't get me wrong. But gas heat is significantly more comfortable in the house, especially when we're down in those, you know, 0 to 10 degree days. Heat pump systems work, but they're just – they sometimes can make the house feel a little bit drafty versus a gas heat system. It's nice and warm in the house. It warms everything up in there. The air delivery, the air temperature is significantly higher coming out of the registers. If we're looking for long-term efficiencies, that's what the number one priority is for a customer. We're going to steer that customer 9 times out of 10 away from fossil fuels and over to a total electric system with the way that everything is trending, especially with the Inflation Reduction Act coming up. And there's some pretty big tax credits that are supposedly coming to the HVAC industry. They've touted up to $7,500 rebates, and we're back up to 30% rebates on installing geothermal systems. But the government still hasn't put out a real solid guideline on it yet. Carrier has sent us some literature, but even Carrier's even saying, hey, don't talk about it quite yet. So I'm kind of breaking a rule, but the way everything is trending right now, I think everyone knows that, you know, the new kind of green initiative coming out is to transition people away from fossil fuels and over to total electric systems.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's all great information, and we certainly appreciate your time for coming in. And again, you can reach Advance. Give them a call at 598-9030. They'll inspect your system. They'll evaluate your system. They'll give you an estimate on a potential upgrade. Josh, again, great information. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Josh Heineman, Director in Sales and Service for Advance Heating and Cooling. And this is Turn to the Experts on WAJR.